А ось далі пані Тереза Ляхович запросила на сцену вікторіанського парламентаря.
We now welcome to the stage Mr. Jude Pereira, MP, the Parliamentary Secretary to the Shadow Minister for Multicultural Affairs, who is representing the Victorian Opposition.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I'll do some acknowledgements. Chair of the Voldemort Committee, Liana Skipetsky. And also, I'd like to apologize if I mispronounce names. I'll try my best. And Chair AFU Stefan Romano, who is in Ukraine to celebrate or commemorate 80 years of Voldemort. Representatives from the Ukraine Autoseptic Orthodox Church, Father Prusia and Father Vasil Kasian. Representatives of the Ukraine Catholic clergy, Father Alexander Kinis. My parliamentary colleague, Matthew Guy, Minister for Planning, who has a Ukrainian heritage. And also we have with us Senator Conchita Flaherty Wells, Parliamentary Secretary to the Federal Minister for Social Services. Good to have you here all the way from New South Wales. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately the Leader of the Opposition, Daniel Andrews, could not be here due to prior commitment. He wanted me to convey his sincere apologies. The Voldemort, as we heard, is the word that represents murder by starvation, which occurred in 1932-33, genocide against the people of Ukraine. It is unfortunate to hear these stories, 7 to 10 million being murdered by starvation. It was completely unnecessary. The great patch in our history. 16 countries have recognized Voldemort as an act of genocide, including Australia. I remember a passionate notice of motion raised in the federal parliament by my federal colleague Michael Danby, federal member for Melbourne Ports, on the 22nd of February 2008. Excerpt from his motion I will read out in a very point form. Point one, honor the memory of those who lost their lives, join the Ukraine people throughout the world, and particularly in Australia, in commemorating these tragic events, and submits that the Australian government support a resolution to the General Assembly of the United Nations, which may be submitted by the government of Ukraine, that the Voldemort in Ukraine in 1932-33 being recognized as an act of genocide against the Ukraine nation and its people. Also, my parliamentary colleague in the Victorian Parliament, K. Davanisa, then Parliamentary Secretary to the Premier, raised the famine issue in the State Parliament, commemorating the death of many millions and offering support for the current commemoration program, such as the one we witness here today. Ukrainians have a proud history in this wonderful country. You have migrated and you are doing very well. Ethnic Ukrainians from Western Ukraine are known to have been in Australia since early 1860. Large numbers of Ukrainian refugees first arrived in Australia in 1948. As part of the International Refugee Organization Resettlement Agreement. Some Ukrainian immigrants arrived in Victoria on assisted passage. In 1954, when Ukrainian-born people were first recorded in the census, 4,678 were living in Victoria. However, in 2011, Victoria had the largest Ukrainian-born population in whole of Australia, with a total of 5,872 people. I was told 66% of Ukrainian-born Victorians speak Russian at home, and 20% spoke Ukrainian. In Victoria, we are proud of our multiculturalism. People like yourself, all of us who have migrated to Victoria, and we enrich our society. Both the major political parties have supported and invested in growing multiculturalism, which has delivered many benefits to Victorians. Multiculturalism fosters tolerance and understanding. Multiculturalism makes Victoria a great place to live, enjoy many foods and entertainment, music. It also builds economic links with the rest of the world, because you are the diplomats. You are the diplomats which bring that bond, that connection from Ukraine to Victoria and also rest of Eastern Europe. In fact, I'm looking forward to visit Eastern Europe next year. Hopefully, I will be able to visit your beautiful country, Ukraine, as well. Again, I thank you for your kind invitation in today's march from Fitzroy Gardens and also the this video here at the Federation Square. Thank you very much.